So, Ebru, going through all of this, what made you decide that last summer was the time to sign up for the Moonwalk?
I don't know. I think something visceral. Is that the word? Visceral? Like really, yeah, I just felt it. It was kind of brewing in me and building up and to be kind of... I mean, I felt like, I guess the reason I'm hesitating is now I'm kind of figuring out. I think I felt like, in a way, the cancer and the experience eventually helped me to transform myself in several ways and find different meaning in life and in what I do. And I think there came a moment where I wanted it not to be my story, just my story anymore. And if I could inspire or help or support one other person going through a similar thing, that I would feel grateful on a completely different level. And I knew about the Moonwalk since I moved to UK in 2015. And at end of 2019, I was like, wow, this is great. You know, I had just stopped full-time working. I was establishing my own business and had gone back to school for some further studies. And I thought, you know, my birthday is in April. I had turned 40 a couple years before that. Yeah, just felt like it was time to give back. And little did I know, the world had different plans. So that 2020 Moonwalk never happened. When I was ready, maybe the world wasn't. And then I just now believe, hopefully 2022 is the right time mutually for me and for the environment.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I can hear a beeping. Is it gone? Yeah, okay. Brilliant. So you're going to be doing the Moonwalk instead next year. Now, why would you encourage anybody to get involved in the Moonwalk?
I mean, I think to really bring the attention back to diseases, epidemics, serious challenges that were really to the back burner over the last 18 months, right? I mean, for good reason. But it was the first year in 16 years I didn't go to my yearly checkups, and that really gave me a big scare earlier this year. And I know that within the first couple of months of the pandemic, there was news on BBC. They were citing a research that said cancer diagnosis had gone down by 40% in the first 2-3 months after the pandemic. And that's clearly not because cancer is decreasing. And I know how important early diagnosis is. So I would be just part of the people who underline the fact that unfortunately these things didn't wait, you know, these fatal illnesses and illnesses or that could be fatal, because there's a massive difference in longevity of a cancer patient based on when the cancer is detected. I mean, massive in breast cancer, I believe. I mean, don't quote me on the numbers, but it's in the 90%, high 90% of survival if it's caught in first or second grades, and much, much, much lower than 50% if it's caught in the fourth grade. So time is of essence. And I just wanted to highlight that message on diagnosis. But as well as a second equally important part for me is really to give support to anybody who is battling with any type of cancer or any type of big health issue as we go.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, so one is really prevention, and the other part of my heart is really doing this for the support to however few or many people I can give through my story and through being out there and through walking. It's I think it's crucial. Support and solidarity is absolutely what makes, I think, one how you go through a very taxing period like that.
Absolutely. And as you said, you're so lucky that you had your family to rally around you and your friends, and they were there to support you through it. And I know you lost a friend last summer to breast cancer, which is the same age as you. Heartbreaking. For anybody that is wondering out there who may be thinking, I'm not entirely sure everything is as it should be. Maybe I've got a bit of a lump, maybe I've got a discomfort somewhere. What would you urge them to go and do right away?
I mean, I would urge them immediately to go to their GP. I mean, not be especially worried, just to underline. I mean, you know, if something doesn't feel right, let's say in the breast, it's not always, I mean, there are fibrocystic breasts and they don't mean they're going to turn malignant at some point. That's a misconception as well. But it's just, I mean, this is one of the most common diseases in women, and not always as we think of it as postmenopausal, as you said in the beginning. So I think the monthly self-checks, and then if something, if there's like pain or a clear lump or something they feel like they're, that is growing, it may not be malignant, but it's definitely worth, better be safe than sorry, to do that visit to the GP. And I think in vast amount of cases, certainly in my case this year, when I felt like, okay, I really have to go, because I was feeling some shooting pains in my breasts. And I mean, in my experience, they were quite adamant about it, you know, probably because I have the history. But I'm sure in this country, if you feel like there's something not right, and if you're a woman and it's the breast area, you're going to get yourself checked sooner versus later, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very wise words there. Well, Ebru, best of luck with the moonwalk and the training for all of it. Keep us informed how it's going. Can't wait to hear all about it as the months progress. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm sure it'll be
Thank
really inspiring.
You, it's my absolute pleasure.
Well, yes, keep us in the loop and keep going.
Thank you.